Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Who is January Jones? She is not a young, beautiful, talented actress on Mad Men. She is not an older, gorgeous, exotic dancer from the Johnny Carson Show. She is an author, and she wrote Thou Shall Not Wine, the 11th Commandment, that reached number one at Amazon.com. She is a reality TV golf personality with World High Stakes Golf televised on HDNet. She is a humorist and winologist expert. She is your featured host today on January Jones Sharing Success Stories. So sit back, relax, and get ready to laugh and listen to Ms. Jones with her eclectic roster of guests on Blog Talk Radio as you learn life's lessons. These stories plus sharing equals success. Welcome, and remember, beware, because you are entering the no-whining world of January Jones.
Now let me ask you a question. Have you ever wondered what your purpose in life is? I do that practically every day. Would you like to learn more about how to find your purpose and your passion in life? Tell me, have you ever wanted to know about the 7 lessons you need to know on your journey of success? Can you imagine taking a detour on your journey and in your life? I think we all can imagine that. Do you know what winning means to you? Really winning. When was the last time you heard that leaders are not born to win? Or better yet, would you like to meet someone who has some of the answers that you're looking for? Now, are you ready to learn how to be successful and how to be a leading man? If you can answer yes or maybe to any of these questions, then you are in the right place. And I would like to welcome you to January Jones Sharing Success Stories. Today, I will be introducing you to my guest, who is a success coach extraordinaire. He will provide us with informative and inspirational lessons and some really, really great advice. Before I introduce my guest, I would love to invite you to call in during the show. The call-in number is 818-431-8506 with any questions. I'm pleased to announce that our show today is featured on the front page at blogtalkradio.com, and I am honored to be a featured host, and we now have close to 1 million listeners. Also, LinkedIn has announced that my profile was one of the top 5% most viewed during 2012. Very exciting stuff. Now, let me tell you a little bit about my guest. He is Europe's foremost speaker on transformational self-leadership and the founder of Leading Men Only, where the challenge is to lead men to lead at work, rest, and play. He has a way to distill practical messages into engaging stories and examples that entertain, educate, and elicit results. Along his journey, his own journey of success, he has been or is a husband, father, competitive swimmer, triathlete, veterinarian, army officer, MBA, unemployed, award-winning business executive, coach, sought-after speaker, writer, and author. Wow, he's been a busy guy. His award-winning book, Hoof It, 7 Key Lessons to Your Journey of Success, is an appealing metaphor on success. He has co-edited and contributed to several other books on leadership and small business success. He has also presented How to Be a Part-Time Parent with Full-Time Kids. And just so you know, he is a Canadian residing in Scotland. It is my pleasure to welcome Richard Norris to the show. Hello, Richard. How are you today?
Gee, I'd like to meet this guy. I'm very curious. I'm pretty impressive.
My question is, do you ever have time to sleep?
Well, from all my years as a competitive swimmer, I probably survive on average about 5 hours.
Okay. Okay. That sounds good. Now, how did you get from Canada to Scotland? Tell me that little tale.
Well, yeah, no, it's a quick one. I joined the British Army as an officer, as a veterinarian, and as I said, most people, I just haven't figured out how to fly home yet. So, and that was back in 1990 to 95, so I've just been stranded.
Now, is your wife Scottish?
No, she's Canadian as well. Actually, I just picked her up at the airport. She's back in Canada with the kids visiting the grandparents. I just picked her up this morning. So.
Oh, wonderful. What part of Canada are you originally from?
I'm from Greater Toronto, and my wife's from around Ottawa.
Oh, okay, fine. I was raised in Detroit, Michigan, so we used to go over the bridge all the time.
Sure.
Okay, now tell me, let's talk about your book, Hoof It. Now, how did you come up with Hoof It? I love that title.
It was my publisher wouldn't let me publish what I wanted to do, so we switched it. Because I think from my own experience, books that resonate best with me that I get the best lessons from are told as stories.
Uh-huh.
And so Hoof It sort of came out of that because I was doing some research and I said, you know, I need to build these lessons around a metaphor that sort of resonates with most people. And hence, we picked a mammal instead of a fish. That was my other option. So we picked a mammal on the plains of wildebeest calf on the plains of the Serengeti. So hence the term hoofed.
Okay, got you. Now let's talk about purpose and passion.
Sure.
To me, they are so close because once I found my passion, then my purpose became quite clear. How do you help people? You know, your purpose is the compass for your life. How do you help people find their purpose in life? That's a tough one, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a very tough one. And I remember putting a discussion up on LinkedIn a few years ago, and I got about 4,000 replies to the question. It was just in one word, what's your purpose? Because I like to keep things really simple and purify it down and distill it down in the simplest form, so you kind of can't miss it. And one guy came in and he said, oh, it's okay for you. You know what yours is. I said, yeah, it took me 45 years to figure it out. Because it's not necessarily an easy question when you're really burning to get the answer. It's not necessarily an easy question to, A, ask yourself, and, B, get on the hot trail of it and track it down. So it is a challenge, but part of it is you just have to keep being persistent and look at areas in your life. Part of the answers come when you look at areas of your life where things just tend to flow and when you really feel like you're operating at your best. Because that's usually an indicator you're in the right area. And then there's some other straightforward ways which you can apply yourself. You know, one of the ones I use is, you know, you've got to be as smart as a three-year-old. Or be three as I can. So three-year-olds, I've just gone through that phase of my kids a few years ago, and three-year-olds never stop asking the question, why?
Okay, tell me what your one word is for Richard Norris.
Yeah, my one word is transformation. Because whatever, and the thing is, most people think when they hear that word purpose, they think it's related to work. But when you get this one word, you will see it resonates with every single role generally you have in your life. So as a father, my role is to transform my kids' lives from their potential to their reality, transform my marriage, transform my business, which is actually working through people and listeners as you have, to help them, you know, tap into who they're meant to be and take their lives and their own journey to the next level.
Right. Well, you know, I'm going to be a little different because my purpose comes in two words. I don't know if that's allowed or not. But my purpose...
I don't know. It depends on what they are. If there's a hyphen in it, I'll allow it.
No, my purpose is stop whining.
Okay, yep. Yeah, I figured that from your book. I kind of figured that was going to stop whining. I can
so
get
I
that
think-
one.
I think for me, you've got to make an exception and allow two words.
Well, you could say you could do the hyphen and say, as they say over here, whinge free.
Okay, that's it. I'll do the hyphen and I'll have one word like everyone else. Well, this is a fascinating conversation. We're going to take a break and hear about your host. And when we're going to come back, we're going to talk about the seven lessons on your journey of success with the wonderful Richard Norris. We'll be right back.
Lately, there's a whining epidemic in our world. People are even whining about whining. Are you sick and tired of listening to everyone whining all the time? So was January Jones, the author of Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th Commandment, that reached number one at Amazon.com. Ms. Jones based her book on a survey of the top 10 things that people whine about at all ages and all stages of life. January is a success coach that can tell you how to help others. When you buy Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th commandment, you'll find out what people whine about and how to stop them from whining. This is the perfect gift book to give or get for any occasion. Thou Shalt Not Whine was voted the best gift to be given anonymously for those special people in your life. Ms. Jones is an internationally known author in the style of Irma Bombeck, specializing in housewife humor with her book being published in Korea and China. You can find Thou Shalt Not Whine at Amazon.com.
Welcome back with my guest, author Richard Norris, who is not only an author, he has so many things, it's unbelievable. He's a very busy guy. His book is Hoof It, 7 Key Lessons on Your Journey of Success. Okay, Richard, what would be our first lesson that you would like to share with us?
Lesson number one is, and I picked all of these out from my own experience and studying a lot of people who are out there successful and organizations, and lesson number one is vision. You know, you have to have an absolute clear vision and know where you're going.
Okay, and we learn a lot about vision from the eagle. Their eyes have 360 degrees of clarity. Remember to keep an eye on the horizon because it's constantly changing. Wow, vision, that's kind of a vague term for me, but I'm sure that when you sit down and think about it, you can get very definitive about it, can't you?
Yeah, you can. And the example I use, you know, I did some postgraduate training in ophthalmology and I was doing lots of research on birds of prey, and hence the reference to the eagle, because if everyone who's listening actually stuck their finger out in front of their face and stares at their finger, what they will see is they will see their finger in perfect clarity, but everything else around it, because our focus is on our finger, is a bit blurred. But unlike that, the eagle actually will see the finger and see everything else in its whole field of vision in perfect clarity, which we don't have. And hence the important thing, the analogy I drew there is, you know, vision has to be kept in focus and it crops up everywhere, and you have to have that kind of clarity at all times. Because if you don't know where you're going, where there's clarity, there's power. And if you don't have that kind of clarity, then things get fuzzy and you wonder why you look back and say, I'm not where I'm supposed to be. And I was having a discussion with a manager last night that I was meeting with along these lines, exactly the importance, as you said, of keeping your eye on the horizon, because the horizon's always changing. And it reminds me of something which I was reading last week, where it said, you know, we can't be looking at where we're going. We need to be look where we want to go. Yeah. And there's a subtle but significant difference there.
Oh, yeah, that's very powerful. You know, speaking of clarity and power, let's share your website information and tell our listeners where they can order your book, please.
Sure. They can go to my website, www.leadingmenonly.com, and Hoof It can be found on Amazon and Barnes & Noble in whichever one you want to choose, and it comes in, it's in ebook form, so you can get it for Kindle and everything else as well.
Okay, fantastic. How did you come up with Leading Men Only?
Well, that was all through a lot of my own journey. From my faith background, God sort of led me to a cliff and said, okay, you're going to change here. And, you know, everything came back, you know, who should I be focusing on who really need help nowadays? And he said, actually, men. And that's really where it came from. And it was really, you know, men generally are very good at leading at work. You know, we tend to be unifocused. We tend to only work hard at work, but then we let everything else slide because it's perhaps easier or harder depending on which side of the bench you're looking at it. But I said, you know, as men, we need to actually lead not just at work, but also at rest, i.e. At home and at play when we're doing other things as well.
Oh, that's so true. That's such a powerful message. Now, the next thing on your list, seven lessons, is passion. And I'm passionate about talking about passion. What are your thoughts on it?
Well, you're absolutely right, because there's a clue in the word passion. If you actually break the word down and you see the first four letters say pass, the next one, next letter is I, and then it's on. So unscramble the word. It says I pass on. And you know, passion, you cannot contain within yourself. It's contagious. And the only way you're going to sell your vision, because you're never going to achieve your vision on your own. You're going to need other people's support. They have to buy into that passion. One of the key things is going to, or buy into that vision. One of the key things, Jenny, that people are going, that's going to help them buy into that is the passion. And you, if you're not contagious and passionate about your vision, don't be surprised if you end up at a roadblock.
Oh, yeah. You know, I always tell people that passion is something you would do for free, you most probably do. When you're doing it, you lose track of time, and it makes you feel good. And even if you're not good at it, you keep on doing it, and guess what? You get better and better.
Absolutely, and that's why every single person on this planet is here, because passion happens somewhere, and it is contagious.
I love it. I know it is contagious. Let's talk about commitment. That is another big issue for a lot of people. They have a hard time committing, don't they?
Well, especially today, and that's one of the areas which I address or I'm beginning to address with respect to men, because as you see, there's a lot of single-parent families because for whatever reason, people are just don't want to commit. You know, it's all, everything's disposable, but, you know, commitment is an all or none. You can't say, listen, you know, it's like one of the things I use with all my clients. I'll eliminate the word try out of their vocabulary, because when you say I'll try something, you just gave yourself an escape clause.
Uh-huh,
you know, well, I did say I tried, so they say, well, I fulfilled my promise. And I said, no, it's an absolute, it's a yes or a no. It's an, you know, I've got my wedding ring on my finger. I said, no, I'm not trying to be a good husband. I'm committed to being a great husband. So.
Oh, yeah, that's a very good analogy. And I love that you make a triumph, that it's more important to triumph than to just try.
Yep.
And the only time the word try counts is in the game of rugby.
Yeah, well, that's very, very true. And it's about the only time I'll allow somebody to use that word. Otherwise, I just, I usually penalize my clients if they start using the word, and I just keep wrestling it out of their, off of their tongue. You know, if need be, I'll tell them to just be quiet. So.
Now, the comfort zone and importance of change. Change is so difficult, and it is so easy to just wallow in your comfort zone. What are your thoughts on this?
Well, as you addressed, Jenny, you know, unfortunately, I think the world is getting used to or not used to the fact that change is happening all the time, and it's getting faster and faster. And I think a lot of people are afraid of it. A lot of people are change resistant now because, you know, if you throw the word into any conversation, and I've asked this, I've done straw polls and in workshops, and when you hear the word change, does it give you a positive feeling or a negative one? 95% of the room will say negative. And I said, so, you know, change is inevitable, but growth is optional. If you see, if change is coming, it's giving you an opportunity to grow. And so you have to change the focus, because if you're not prepared to change, then you're going to stay inside your comfort zone, and you will never achieve what you're capable of. You know, I think it's John Maxwell that said, you know, you've got to, when you meet people, you've got to treat them as they could be, not as they are. Because everyone, my conviction, everyone on this planet is world-class at something. The challenge is we don't necessarily discover what that is, and it's very much attuned to what our purpose is.
Yeah, and I like your comment that your comfort zone equals your success zone. And, you know, that I found is so true. Once you're comfortable doing something, once you have passion for it, once you believe in it, guess what? You're successful. Don't you agree?
Yeah, well, exactly. And if you want more success, you've got to push your comfort zone. And from experience, only for all the clients I've worked with, I reckon 98% of people cannot broach their comfort zone on their own. That's why there's a need nowadays, and there's such a prevalence of coaches. Because, you know, I was a competitive swimmer, and did I like all my coaches? No. But they got me to do stuff I didn't want to do, but that's what helped me be the success I was.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It takes a village sometimes. You know, we're going to take a break now and hear from a sponsor. But, you know, Richard, when we come back, I'd like to ask you, what was the worst thing and what was the best thing that happened to you, helping you to become the success story that you are today? We'll be right back. We'll be right back with Richard Norris.
Are you a fitness professional, a trainer, or a coach? Would you like consistent and timely updates on your team's performance? We have a completely customizable app that can give you real-time information via the internet or your handheld phone. Track the performance of your client's progress with their physical fitness regimen. Track team members' performance or schedule a workout session. meet up at the gym, on the bike trail, or wherever your physical activities take you. The app is called Socially Fit, or SoFit, and can be found on the iTunes Store. Look for the blue Socially Fit icon. When combined with data analysis capabilities, you not only feel the effects of your fitness routine, you also see the graphical progress of your results. The app makes the complex simple, so that more of your time is spent sculpting your physique, with less time tracking your results with old-fashioned pen and paper. Download it today to begin a new year with data to show your progress in meeting your goals. Are you socially fit?
Welcome back with my wonderful guest, Richard Norris, calling in from Scotland. And Richard, could you share with my listeners what was the worst thing that ever happened to you in your career and what was the best thing?
There's probably both the exact same thing. It's when I left the veterinary field. I was in a career, it's all I ever wanted to be when I was eight, from the age of eight, and I stuck it out and I did postgraduates in internal medicine and ophthalmology. That's all I ever wanted to do. But I almost as soon as I landed into the profession fully, I started to say, get a feeling that something's not right here. And I had did a lot of soul searching, a lot of prayer with my wife and things like that, and everything came back, you've got to leave this profession. And it was the hardest thing to do because it's all I ever wanted to do up to that point. And it was the best thing to do because it's led me to where I am today. And I still don't wholly know where my journey's going because, you know, you can only see so far. You can plan for what, but you don't necessarily know the how.
Thank you for sharing that because it's very interesting to have the same thing be both the worst thing and the best thing. That's quite amazing. Let's talk now about decision-making. Contrary to the popular belief, procrastination is not a decision. You know, I think for myself, I love saying yes. I love saying yes to all kinds of opportunities and events. What about people who always want to say no, no?
Well, I don't necessarily have an issue with that. It was interesting. I was speaking with a business owner the other day over in the U.S., and you know, he has a tendency to be a people pleaser, and he overcommits, and he says yes to everything. I said, your challenge is that you have to say no to, and record, say no to at least one thing per day, because he doesn't say no. And there's other people who only say no, and it's like I would say the flip side of that. Okay, you got to say yes to something. Because, unfortunately, we get stalled when we procrastinate, because I'm guessing pretty well anybody that's listening has procrastinated on something and kicked themselves afterwards because they missed an opportunity. You know, I missed an opportunity to invest in Microsoft back in 1982 when I had $1,000. Do I
myself?
Oh, yeah. But I don't dwell on it because it's just a good story because I've actually done the numbers that would be worth now, and it's like, I don't want to think about it. but the challenge is, you know, and people who are procrastinating are usually afraid because if they're like me, I used to be a perfectionist. So you feel like I've got to have all the information. You'll never have all the information. So you have to get better and better at trusting your gut going with it because the more decisions you make and you get right, the more your whole body, your mind, your spirit aligns and you start to be more intuitive and more on the money. But unless you actually get out of your comfort zone and stuff, you know, as I say, don't let perfect get in the way of excellence.
Oh, yeah, I'm very good at trusting my gut. And, you know, the older I get, the better I get at doing it, more experience. Let's talk about action. Don't just sit there, do something. You're an action seeker, I can tell.
Yeah, that's actually one of my nicknames is Action Man, so that sort of takes that into account. But it's interesting, I just blogged about this this week, and, you know, one of the things we're really good at is we do a lot of thinking or, as my experience, there's people who might procrastinate. Or we also probably have done this before. We've made a decision, but then we don't do anything with it. But again, there's a clue in the word actions. Do a word scramble. It says, I act on. You make a decision. You act on it. Then and there, at least put something in motion. Because, you know, if you know something, you know, I deliver a lot of workshops, a lot of engagements, and I was delivering a workshop yesterday. I've got another one delivering tomorrow. And one of the things I share with people is that, you know, no matter what you've done in this workshop, there's a whole bunch of stuff. But whatever you do, knowing and not doing is the same as not knowing. If you do nothing with this, you just wasted your time and you potentially wasted mine. But more so, you're adversely impacting your own journey.
You know, and so many people on the road to success they take detours, and so many people think that we are born to win. And, you know, it's important to remember sometimes you have to lose graciously, don't you?
Yeah, and the thing is, even when you lose, there's a learning opportunity. There's always a learning opportunity, because one of the things, you know, and you probably have experienced this, you know, I come across people who are afraid to fail. Hey, I used to be afraid of failure. I'm not completely over it, but I'm a lot better than I used to be, because one of the things I realized a few years ago, even with the word failure, there's a great acronym in that word. If you write it out on the left-hand side of the page, scroll down the page, what failure stands for is focus and insightful learning using real experience. Because that's what it is. It's an opportunity for you to learn something, gives you an opportunity to focus, and it's based on your own experience. So there's huge lessons, and failures are always steps to your success. You will never find anyone. You can look at Bill Gates, you look at Warren Buffett or anyone like that, Richard Branson as over here, nobody would be there who hasn't made mistakes along the way, hasn't had failures along the way. I think if you read Steve Jobs' autobiography, he had a lot of failures, but he was remembered for his big successes, but he had a heck of a lot of failures.
Well, you know, we have 1 minute now. In 1 minute, can you tell me how you can moat anyone in 7 minutes with a cup of coffee?
How to motivate anyone in 7 minutes? The real key is actually most organizations, when we talk about motivation, only focus on people in their business capacity. And I said, what you have to do is people don't work for you, they work for their lifestyle. You have to figure out how to connect what you're getting them to achieve at work with their lifestyle aspirations. When you can do that and make it visual and make it relevant that everybody knows it, you can always know what their hot buttons are and keep pressing.
Oh, yeah. And linking personal goals to business goals can sometimes be the personal link. And I think that's a very powerful statement.
Yeah, and a lot of organizations don't do it. And it's what I call role-specific leadership. And that's the missing key for a lot of organizations, that they don't get the full performance they get out of the people because they haven't made that connection. They don't realize that people are not working for them anymore. They're working for their lifestyle, and they only look at them in that box at work. But you have to take into account everything that's going on in their lives as well.
Well, you know, Richard, this is fantastic having you visit with us, and I plan to have you back again. And thank you so much for sharing your 7 secrets to Journey of Success.
Well, no, thank you very much, Jen, and to all your listeners, take care, God bless, and go out there and be awesome.
Thank you. We hope our listeners have enjoyed our show today, and be sure to catch our interviews with Richard and other amazing guests with constant streaming at blogtalkradio.com 24/7. My upcoming guests for this week are all exciting, eclectic, energizing. They will amaze, amuse, and they will astonish you. This is the show where you hear inspiring information that will help you to become successful, too. If you've enjoyed our show today, please click the Follow tab under my picture and become a regular listener by registering with blogtalkradio.com/JanuaryJones. All your comments and suggestions are welcome. I personally would love to welcome you to our wonderful No Whining Word. We really love sharing our stories and secrets for success. It's our hope that we can encourage all of our listeners to emulate our guests like Richard today and every day. Now, remember my mantra, if you think it, then you can do it. And now the chocolate quote of the day, life is like a box of chocolates. The best ones are half eaten. So for now, dear friends, stop whining, start smiling, and start sharing our success show with everyone you know. And if that doesn't work, then start eating chocolate, lots and lots of chocolate. Again, thank you to my wonderful guest, Richard Norris. And this is January Jones thanking you for joining me today on my journey and reminding you to take care and stay safe.
We want to thank you for listening to January Jones Sharing Success Story. Always remember Ms. Jones' personal mantra, if you can think it, you can do it. That's what all of our guests have done with their lives, and so can you. You are the ultimate success coach in your own life. All you need to do will be to start sharing your own story with your family and friends. We hope that our guest stories will encourage you to explore an equation in your future that will combine your creativity, plus connecting with others will enable you to be successful too. Always remember, your passion plus your purpose will equal prosperity as you explore the wonderful world of January Jones.
Yes. Oh. I'm bothered with it. it up. Yeah. Wait, I should help. I got a log of this shit.
So where on Lake Erie did you live? Whatever you want me to do, I'd like to help. You want to have those rope?
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
have a long reach as well.
Thank you.
Still around,